when you see him make some really impressive plays like he did today on the inside run drill against Mac, is that eye-opening to you? Looking at a rookie just coming in and going against a guy like that?
It's not eye-opening because it's the same thing I saw that he did in college. So for me, and him being a first-round pick, I think it's expected. He has high expectations for himself. I have high expectations for him. So those, to me, are plays that I expect him to make.
What about Xavier Cooper? Your early impressions of him?
X has done a great job. He's continued to have tremendous get-off off the football. He's doing a great job with his hands and getting off blocks and making plays. The thing about him is he's a football junkie. For instance, I was eating snack with him the other night at 9 o'clock. Almost everybody was going home. I went home. He told me he was going home. Jimmy O'Neill walked by the meeting room about 9:30, and he was in there watching film. So that's just the type of guy he is. He will undoubtedly be successful in this league.
Talked about last year you had 141 in the game round. I mean, are you confident that number will come down?
I am. I have the utmost confidence in what we've done as a staff with Jim O'Neill and Halfley, with everybody, because it takes 11 to stop the run. And then the guys we have out there on the field. We've definitely brought guys in that can stop the run. And our group as a whole, our defense as a whole, there's added emphasis on, hey, guys, this is what's going to keep us from being dominant. We need to improve on this. And you can see out there on the football field right now.
How much do you look at it? I'd say a lot of it was because of injuries. You suffered a lot up front, but I mean, is that just you can't make those excuses?
Yeah, we're not in the excuse-making business. So, you know, we finished where we did in the run. We'll deal with that, but we don't expect it to happen again.
We've in minicamp, you talked about building rotations with the line and them getting chemistry together. Are any of those lines coming together?
Slowly but surely. You know, it's a process. It's a process. You see how guys work together. Chemistry-wise, you know, and then you just try to mix guys together and see which group worked best.
Is there any two that are standing out together that are really working well?
I don't want to give those secrets away just yet, but we're fine. We're getting there.
When you look at Sheldon early on, what has really impressed you about his game now that you got him out of your pants, and what are you really looking at and saying these are some coaching points I want you to concentrate on?
I think a lot of people would be surprised by just his agility. The rap on him coming out was he's a first and second down guy, but when you watch him out there, the agility he has for such a big man, he's able to flip his hips and win on the edge and pass rush, is impressive. The biggest thing that he can learn as a rookie is just pre-snap info, gathering information that the offense is giving him, whether it's line calls, formations, all those things that he can only gain through experience. So that'll continue to get better. He's a very bright kid. And the more experience he gets, he'll just continue to improve on that.
How's Xavier making the transition from college to pro?
He's been great. And like I said, he's got to put the time in. It's awesome how he just continues to work at the same level every day, which is as high a level as it gets. He works. He's like a sponge. He's trying to get as much as he can get from me. He's always working with Coach Tuioti and Coach McKinney. I tell you what, he's a ball guy. And as long as he plays, if I wanted to hire him as a coach tomorrow, I would. I mean, he's awesome.
So I hear Danny Shelton's brought some lava-lavas for some of the players. Scott Solomon was wearing one in the cafeteria. What do you think of him bringing some Polynesian flavor to the locker room?
I think it's awesome. I'm half Samoan, so you know, you start bringing lava-lavas and EAs, that's awesome, man. I love seeing those things because usually when a guy wears what most people would refer to as a skirt, that's not something guys are very proud of. But to see our culture being displayed in such a proud manner is awesome.
So have you been able to bond with Danny because of your background too?
Yeah, and just the fact that he's a tremendous young man. He's high energy. He loves football. I don't think he's had a bad day in his life. So.
Some of his cousins are Chiefs and Samoa and things like. He is really all about doing a culture. He might start a clothing line.
Yeah.
Can you expand on that more about him?
I mean, that's our culture. You know, I have an uncle who just got named Chief Lai Altua. So, and we just had our family reunion about 2-3 weeks ago. And needless to say, I was the darkest of the group. But, you know, the one thing about the Samoan culture is it's tremendously proud people. And anytime somebody is put in a position where they can glorify that, it's awesome when they do.
If Phil Taylor can get past this injury problems from last year and be close to 100%, what's he going to bring to the unit?
if we get 100% of Phil Taylor, 100% healthy Phil Taylor, there's no doubt that he's a playmaker. You know, he's another guy that's been here, he's experienced, he's made plays in this league, and it only makes us that much better. And, you know, he's putting all the work too. I'll tell you that. He's putting all the work to try and get back. Obviously, we're trying to bring him along slowly, but even when he's not out there practicing, he's doing everything he can to help the young guys too, and that's just an awesome thing to watch.
For those of us who aren't familiar with your ancestry, what's the Samoan connection?
Samoan connection, what do you mean?
Your heritage.
Oh, my mother is full Samoan. In 1980, she moved from Samoa here to the States. She joined the Army, and this is a funny story. My father was actually my mother's drill sergeant. My mother served a year, got out, and then they got married. They started dating and got married. So, yeah.
And you've kept close ties with that part of your?
Yes. The majority of them don't live in Samoa anymore. I have one uncle that still lives there. Everybody else now is in Colorado Springs. And I have one aunt in Washington State and an uncle in Alaska.
Why do they all move?
That's a good question. I don't know that I'm moving from a tropical climate, so yeah, you'd have to ask them. I have no idea. No idea.
Danny Shelton's motor is very high. What surprised me, I think, is his stamina too. Yeah. He's able to maintain that through practice. Does that have something to do with the Pac-12 and the offenses he faced?
I think more than that, that just comes from in here. That's intestinal fortitude. That's heart. That's want to. You know, when you watch Pac-12 film, you don't see all guys 11 on defense running the way he runs. So that's something that comes from within, and it is a credit to him.
Probably doesn't surprise. He's the first one out every day.
No, it doesn't surprise me at all, man. He loves ball. He doesn't take a day for granted. So he lives every day with no regrets.
Is the coaching staff aware of that? He's been the first one out here every day.
Yeah, we know. There's nothing. There's very very few things that slip by us.
You got a pool going on every day.
We should. That's a good idea. We might have to do that.
Armani Bryant, is he? I'm sorry. How's his progression from injury? How does he look to you?
He's knocking off the rust, you know, and the biggest thing for Armani is just gaining confidence. You know, after you suffer an injury like that, it's going to take some time. But to his credit, he's looked awesome out there. I don't think health is a concern for him, just mentally just gaining the confidence he needs back in that knee. But he's looked great.
Does that seem like maybe something that they're going to really ease him in on the preseason games as well? Maybe he won't get as much time as...
Yeah, I think we have to be smart with his approach. I'm sure he will be limited, but he's definitely going to play because in order to get that confidence, he needs reps. So we got to be smart about it, but you don't want to limit him to a point where he doesn't have that confidence come game one.
Is there any difference with Jim O'Neill now that Pett is fully with the offense? Have you seen anything different out of Jim?
No, I think Jim's been tremendous since day one. The thing about him is he's not afraid to admit mistakes. He's not afraid to get after a guy or whatever he needs to do to make this defense better. He is all ball all the time, and there's nobody else I would rather work for as defensive coordinator.
Coach Kitchen is a guy with a full-time starter. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have that on his resume, but he's stuck around here a while. He's been through coaching changes, multiple coaching changes. Why do you think that is? What is it about him?
Kitch is another one of those guys that, you know, just comes from within. He puts in the work. To his credit, I think he's dropped maybe 20 pounds since he first got here in the spring.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and that was not an easy task for him. That's a battle he's had probably a majority of his life, but he wants to go out here, he wants to improve, and to his credit, he's done a really, really solid job out there. And although he hasn't been a full-time starter, I think of Kitch as a guy with starter ability.
Who can eat the most in that room? Is there
Coach Tuioti, our assistant defensive line coach, could probably out-eat everybody in that room.
Has anyone replaced Big Pootie either?
I don't know that Big Pootie is replaceable.